Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers, or at least two, who love astrology and love watching it unfold in our daily lives, in our politics, and in the world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by Mark Woltz. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm in New York City. Hello, Heather.
Wonderful. And
hello, listeners.
Yes. And a wild and crazy time it has been for in the news. My life has been fairly quiet this week. How about yours, Mark?
Yeah, fairly quiet, but there's a lot going around.
Yeah.
There is.
And Anne Ortley is off on a cruise as the astrologer for a cruising workshop, and she'll be back next week. She's doing okay. She's just been very busy for the last month. People have been worried about her because she hasn't been on lately. It's just been a full life. Mercury retrograde, Mars retrograde, Uranus retrograde. Made that a pretty active time. And first Mars went direct, then Mercury went direct. Now this weekend and Sunday, Uranus went direct. And on the new moon, as a few other things were going on. And Mars is still at the same degree it was when it turned direct. So it hasn't really built up any forward motion. And you can sort of think of a planet when it's changing directions, you know, it's only from our view here on Earth, but when it changes directions, it can take whatever it is ruler of and like hold it still. I can think of like taking a sander and holding it still on a piece of wood so it's spinning and sanding down in that one place, or a tornado that gets stuck in one place. So it can be pretty tumultuous as it turns direct. They're like, oh good, it's going direct. So, yeah, it'll be great once it's moving, but in that switching change, you often get, you know, some tumult. And when Mars turns direct, we often see resentment that people have been hiding now pops out. And so that's still in motion. And then we saw Uranus turn direct and bring out, you know, you could say brings out the crazy in anybody, but it could also spend interesting electrical stuff around here. We've had, you know, strange, odd blackouts that come and go. But there's been three or four major mass shootings in our country over the last couple of days. And that is so, and they're all sort of crazy ones, like the Asian man who, 72-year-old Asian man who killed 11 people in one station at one bar or dance hall and on Chinese New Year's, and then went to another one and was going to take them out when a young man there took him down. There is several people shot in Half Moon Bay, and I'm waiting to find out, because I have many clients there, how they're doing, like what happened with multiple victims. In Des Moines, their two students were found dead and another staff person badly wounded. And there was another two that I heard of. So, you know, this should go pretty quickly once all those planets turn direct. But I think Venus was conjunct Saturn, which can put it can let us love our work, but it can also put a hold for those people that are having a hard time loving. And that was in a difficult place. And then we have Uranus turning direct.
Saturn-Venus contacts often bring out a sense of being unloved or unlovable.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that is so hard. We'll we'll see what, hello? We'll see how that goes on from here. The moon is in Pisces tonight. It went in earlier today. So, you know, we might be feeling a little extra vulnerable with all of these strange things happening. But it's also a time for us to practice taking care of ourselves even as we get back into the thing. We had a very private couple of weeks at the beginning of the year with Mercury retrograde and Mars retrograde. And when the sun went into Aquarius and Mercury turned direct, it's starting to say, come back out, get involved again. But there's all this tumult that's happening. But it's really, you know, that Pisces moon and Venus is about to go into Pisces. Say, you know, you're going to re-enter the fray, moving forward. There's lots to do. All the planets are now direct. Get, you know, get on with your life. But take care of yourself at the same time so it's not either in the cave or out in the middle of everything. What are you noticing,
Venus and
Mark?
Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Venus and Pisces should help that, the sense of taking care of oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And also taking care of others. It's a strong empathetic energy, Venus
mm-hmm.
and Pisces. So we'll have about a month of super empathy, and it's good to practice it.
Yeah.
And actually,
that empathy.
Given what's
mm-hmm.
been going on, we could use empathy to resolve
mm.
some of the issues that got kicked into high gear.
Yes. So deeply. What else are you noticing this week amongst the people that you see or what you're seeing there in New York on the East Coast?
Well, there is a certain amount of frenzy going on. And
mm-hmm.
it seems like if people are active, they're overactive or they're reactive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but if they're not active, then it's pretty calm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
yes.
people are falling into the not active because the active is too strong.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know what to do with all that energy, so they just retreat. And it's actually
mm-hmm.
not a bad response.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any other suggestions for them on how we can use that as that energy for our to further our work or ourselves?
You can bring your observations to people who are being overactive and invite
mm-hmm.
them to ask a few questions of themselves. Like, why am I doing
mm-hmm,
this?
Mm-hmm.
Where does this come from? Where is it
mm-hmm.
going to?
Mm-hmm.
What do I want it to go to? So if you've got
yes.
any active or hyperactive people around you, try to sit with them and get them to answer a few questions, unless they're not interested. In that case, just watch that energy go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that working with that energy, how do we put it in the right place? We've got Venus and Mars both in air signs until Venus goes into Pisces. And again, you know, I think there's some of that abstracted quality of what do you do with, what do you think you feel? What's your theory on your feeling? What are, you know, and I'm hearing people that are upset about something strangely abstract, or this is how it should be, or they shouldn't have done that, rather than really connected to the experience. So it's, you know, this Pisces moon might help us kind of reconnect with our feelings, honestly, take a step forward in a good way with that. And
yeah.
work on our communication styles with the process. Oh, and it is, you know, Venus conjunct Saturn, one of the gifts I'm seeing is, you know, it's a great time to practice good relationship skills. You know, what have you learned by discipline? What have you read about how to handle difficult people or handle yourself or handle your partner. You know, practice everything you know about handling the world and handling people while Venus conjunct Saturn. Check in with old friends or family you haven't spoken to in a while. Invest in an antique. Sometimes any way that history can be soothing to us. It can be a little too close to us in other ways, but anytime the history can serve us here, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Practice a craft. Something that you love to do can be soothing to the nervous system with that Venus-Saturn conjunction. The knitters knit, the woodworkers wood, you know, the writers write, and just take that craft. You know, it's sometimes Saturn can restrict our sense of the muse and our inspiration, but we can take that Saturn form and make it a vessel for the Venus. So when you're not inspired, practice your craft.
That's good.
That is an important part of this process.
You won't go wrong practicing your craft this week.
No, you won't. So that's this week. Mercury moves into a trine with Uranus, and that'll be exact about next Monday night. So we'll feel it, you know, coming later on in the week. We have a Sun sextile Jupiter tomorrow, which may help lighten the energy fields. You know, today the Moon conjunct Saturn and Venus. The Moon entered Pisces while Mercury semi-squared Saturn. And that Mercury semi-square Saturn, you know, I wrote about it. We'd just be nervous or anxious or worried, but we could also be disciplined about our work. But I can feel that in the culture, some of the nervousness and worry. I noticed that Venus semi-squares Chiron tomorrow, and there's a Sun Chiron, a good aspect, and Mercury squares Chiron in a couple of days. And those Chiron aspects, I've noticed, you know, we think, okay, all the planets are moving forward. I've forgotten my past. But I'm hearing a lot of people stuck in a place of could have, would have, should have. Like, if only my past had been different. And they're having a really hard time turning to face the future. And then say, can you not use that introspection about the past? The Chiron pokes at our old wounds and go, oh, it shouldn't have happened. Or I really, you know, I ruined my life when I didn't, you know, take that person up on relationship or whatever it was, or when I didn't take that job. And it's like, well, trust that was, for some reason, just what it had to be. But what can you learn from that and change how you do anything in the future? Really let this moment be a pivot point. I'm hearing people, you know, I discovered it's the year of the rabbit. So like the bunny hopping a lot. The past, the future, the past, the future. And instead of using the past to hold on to shame, use the past and be honest with the grief, if there is grief, about a decision or a turn of life or the loss of a friend or... And, you know, or any other emotions in the past, it could be celebration, but any feelings in the past, feel it, but don't hold on to it. What can you learn from that will help you tomorrow and the next day and the future? I think it's going
to
be...
Another way to make use of Chiron is to look around you, and if you're feeling a particular thing like regret about not having done something, there's probably someone near you who's experiencing that same feeling, and you can use how you're dealing with it to help them deal with it. Because Chiron is also the teacher.
Yes.
It's our experience of being wounded or set aside in some way, but it's also a teacher. Because we can identify the same feeling that we're experiencing in others and help them to find a way through that maybe we didn't until just now.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
And it is. So what, you know, in that complication, do you have any other kind of useful suggestions for people this coming week?
Well, use that Mercury trine Uranus to get some fresh ideas. It's a very inventive sort of thing. The mind is open to unusual ideas.
And I think that's going to be really helpful. Really helpful. Let's see if we can support that through the process.
It's a good time to have a notebook. It's a good time to have a note at your side all the time.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean?
Just write down interesting thoughts before
right.
you lose them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's seemingly inconsequential, trivial thoughts sometimes can help us get a brand new idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a hint of it.
Make
a note of that hint.
And once you have noted,
you can go back to it.
Right. And we're going to be seeing more of that as Mercury trines Uranus later in the week. So keep that notebook handy. Keep that notebook handy, which is great. So let's check in with some of our callers. I'm going to start with the hello, 646. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My birthday is September 6th, that's S-I-X, 1965, and I was born in India, in the city of Ambala, that's A-M-B-A-L-A, and that's in the state of Haryana.
And what time were you born?
10 a.m.
And how can we help you?
I would love to know when I'm going to get a solid offer on my condo. It's been on the market for about 2 months, and
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what you see, the window, like when it's going to happen, because I'm so ready.
I bet you are. There was everybody I heard of who had a house on the market over Christmas did not
mm-hmm.
sell it all the way through
Correct.
Christmas. And I'm
Same
hearing
here.
The orders, you know, Mercury turned direct and some of the offers
yeah.
started to come in.
Oh,
you
okay.
have your progressed moon is at 23 degrees of Aquarius and Saturn is sitting right on your progressed moon at the moment. So,
uh-huh.
you know, there's a delay in the process, it looks like. But, you know, it doesn't mean that it's going to, in 3 days,
mm-hmm.
your progressed sun goes into Aquarius and will be in your house. It goes into your fourth house of the home and lights up
okay.
your home. So I'd mm-hmm. say if you get a chance to do some new form of visibility, like you know, put your condo out on social media, somehow light it up, you know, work with
mm-hmm.
the feng shui of it, make sure the lighting is good in your condo when it's being shown, that there's a new, you know, it needs sort of like fresh lighting on it is what I'm seeing
mm-hmm.
will be helpful.
Okay.
You've been ready to move for a while, but. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Heather, yeah. So, but aside from the Saturn being somewhat of an issue, do you see any momentum?
Well, Mars turned direct right on your north mm-hmm. node in the house of other people's money in the eighth house.
Oh,
so
okay.
other people's money that wasn't available may suddenly be coming available.
Oh, in
the
eighth
sun,
house, I see.
Right,
uh-huh.
And the sun
okay.
entering mm-hmm. your fourth house lights up your home
okay.
and can bring mm-hmm. extra attention to your house so people see
okay.
it where they weren't seeing it before.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing. That happens in 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And the progressed moon conjunct Saturn may be actually quite helpful in getting a formal offer coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
have you already moved on because of work? Because it looks like you've got some new chapters beginning for yourself here.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. It's on my to-do list. Yes. I just took a certification training and I want to do something independent
mm-hmm.
in terms of providing grief support. And I'm hoping to do that once I get settled and move.
Excellent.
Somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You see that happening? You see that?
Yeah, your progressed
sure
sun is coming mm-hmm. to conjunct your Mars in the first house. And you have Mars in its own sign of Scorpio, and Mars rules your ascendant. So your progressed sun is sort of highlighting, what do you want? Where do you feel called? What's your motivation in this year ahead? So that looks
mm-hmm.
good.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the window time frame is maybe 3 days.
Starting in 3 days.
Starting in three days,
the next
okay.
month looks
okay.
good.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And
yeah.
do what you can to help, you know, are you living in the condo while you're selling it?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Am.
There's something mm-hmm. about disconnecting your energy field from this house, like really imagining other people in the house besides yourself. But work on the lighting and just let it be, you know, full of love, not grief work while you're
right.
there, so that you're
okay.
inviting other people in. Really kind of
absolutely.
Think of doing yourself a ritual about
mm-hmm.
cutting your energy out of that house and imagining a new person in.
I've
good.
Talked to the soul of the condo that I'm good. Ready to move on. Welcome the new owners. I've done that piece.
Right. I think you'll find that you know, the people that were ready to look for a house,
mm-hmm.
you know, so many people don't look for the house in the winter, but they do in the spring. But it feels
I
like
know.
There's been a lot of tying up of loose ends that people had to do before they were ready to look. And it should begin very soon. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, very good.
Okay.
Mark, do you have anything to add?
No, just go, let the energies flow as they want, especially
mm-hmm.
in the short term, the next few days. Just take an interest in what happens, but don't try to push it. Just be
mm-hmm.
active.
I know. I'm losing my patience
mm-hmm.
because I was so
excited. Yeah, I know.
Once I listed, I really felt like, you know, it was going to sell quickly. I don't know. I just had so much enthusiasm and optimism, and then it's been really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Tell yourself it's the market.
Right.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, in New York, there's always some activity. It's like in a little world of its own.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have some people come in over the weekend, which was nice because it was quite a bit of a lull ever since the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
and Christmas. So that gave me hope. So I'm hoping, you know, like you said, you know, that things pick up after 3 days. So that's today's Monday.
It will.
You're telling Thursday? Thursday?
Yep,
when it's
by this weekend.
Okay.
By this
okay.
weekend. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. All right, I'll keep
good
the
luck.
Faith. Thank
okay,
you, so
you
much.
Do
you
that.
Both of you.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see, 858-736, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Kimberly. My phone number is November 2nd, 1967. That's 11-2-67.
Mm-hmm. Time?
And it is 12:05 p.m. Los Angeles, Glendale, California.
Glendale, CA. And what's your and that's Glendale, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
What's your question and how can we help you?
Scorpio. I've had so much go on and I've been looking at my chart trying to figure out, wow, there is a lot going on. And so it's kind of like two things right now, like how can I prepare for anything that's coming next? Like, is there something right ahead of me that I need to be careful of or watchful of? And in looking at all this, I noticed that my husband and I both have Crayon in Pisces. And I thought, oh, wow, mm-hmm. I wonder if there's any significance there.
Sure, there's a bunch of things what I'm seeing. You've already experienced some of, you know, you've been around a few rounds of what would be happening anyway. Pluto just went across your ascendant, like it's been running back and forth across your ascendant like a truck for a while. And it's going to come back and talk to it once more this fall. But otherwise, it's in your first house, and you've been through the most intense part of that transformation. And it's the third pass will be, this will be the fourth pass. The fourth pass will be this September and October. Now,
okay.
Neptune is going to be coming up to your Chiron. And Uranus, which has already talked to your chart several times before, Uranus got up to 18 degrees before it turned retrograde. Now it's back to 14, and it's going to move forward again and oppose your sun. It turned retrograde directly opposite your moon. It's already past your sun. It's already past Uranus. So you've already experienced most of these changes. Uranus is coming to your fourth house. Were you two planning to move or renovate at all this year?
Oh, yeah. Renovation. Yeah. Yeah. We've been stuck in, like, renovation hell. It's just been in the kitchen since about August. And we just can't get to finish. Everything has to be done 10 times. Let's got to get the house done.
Mm-hmm. It'll be done by May, by the end of May.
Just the kitchen or everything?
Everything you need to get, like, at least the kitchen. Uranus is heading into your fourth house, where it will be for 8 years. So it's not like you know, your house can be in metamorphosis, but it'll be off your taproot. It'll be off the IC, which is the cusp of the fourth house, which is really the introduction to the home. And it will be off its opposition to your moon, which has been going back and forth over. So, you know how to use Uranus. You're born with Venus conjunct Uranus. Pluto is off. So what I would say is really look at the challenges that you face for the last year and a half. We've only got a minute left, so I have to hurry. Mm-hmm. But those challenges you've already started these chapters. I don't see anything new coming up. I see closure and completion of renovation of you, your public image, yourself, your work, your home that's been going on for the last couple of years. Mark, what do you see? Want to add anything?
Yeah, you things work for you when you're persistent. So be persistent. Even though
I will persist.
Yep, persist.
Oh,
and
thank
it'll work out.
Well, okay. Well, I will be persistent. Thank you both. You're beautiful souls. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for
and good luck.
In.
Great.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. And so, the message of persistence and that we are clearing up some changes we've been working on for now. When a planet turns direct after it's been retrograde for a while, it hits a point turns retrograde, goes back over it, and then turns direct and goes back over it a third time. So we may be dealing with some old stuff, but this is the time for bringing it to closure, to finishing it up and getting ready to move on. So this is Heather Owen Robbins from Montana, wishing you well. We'll talk next week. Mark?
Mark Waltz, signing off from New York City, and we'll talk to you next week.
Wonderful. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks.